God. Well, saints, it's so good to be back. Amen. Pastor Rick and I have been a lot of places and been accomplishing and experiencing a lot of things, but there is no place like home. Amen. Click, click, click. No place. Amen. Glad to be back. Praise God. Thank you very much, Sister Rose. Thank you very much. Now, we watched every service. We watched every service. And the Holy Ghost was up in here. It was hot in here, and we knew Jesus was in the atmosphere. We could feel Jesus coming out of the screen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Y'all had some good times up in here. Praise God. Now, we want to thank each of you all for your presence and for all of your ministries and your worship and your giving and your participation. We want to give a shout out to our lay pastors. Amen. Woo! Y'all talking about y'all was some preaching saints. Y'all was good. Every message was just Holy Spirit saturated. And we thank you, lay pastors, and Pastor Kelly, thank you so much. Oh, praise God. And all the work you all did, setting up and just unsetting up and all that went into it. Thank you, musicians. Thank you, dancers. Thank you, ushers. Thank you, greeters. Thank you for all of the groups who added to the powerful experience over these past weeks. We say thank you. Now, we've sent out a pastoral letter so you all can get an idea of what we kind of experienced, and we'll be speaking on it more and more as we get to talk with you. But I want to say to us as a church today, it's moving time! It's moving time! It's moving time. High five somebody next to you and say, it's moving time. It's moving time. Now, for those who are 5 years old and under, it's moving time for you too. Amen. And we're going to ask, you are free to move to the nursery. And we will see you at communion. And our young people, you will remain just nursery 5 and under, and they will be back by the time it's communion time. It's moving time, saints, and September is going to be a full month for us all. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen, amen. Get ready, get ready. And in addition to our regular Bible study and life sharing and all of our ministry groups that are getting back together, we encourage everyone to attend the free health fair that's going to be sponsored by our women's organization. There's something for everyone in it. It's going to be so exciting. We need to be healthy, amen, to be able to do God's work. And then Women's Day is going to be off the hook awesome. Our theme is a woman that God can use. Everybody be there. And then we're going to have the launch this month of our 50th anniversary dream, striving for excellence in giving. Woo! And the end of the campaign is going to coincide with our 50th year anniversary at the church. We're soon to be 50 years old as Glenville New Life Community Church. We got so much celebrating to do. Now, we're going to be moving on to prepare our building and our property to be a more effective witness for Jesus Christ. We're going to transform the kitchen. We're going to transform the nursery. We're going to transform the fellowship hall. We're going to transform the parking lot. We're going to transform the sanctuary. We're going to put down new carpet seats. Our choirs are all going to have new robes. Our liturgical dancers are going to get new outfits. Hallelujah. Oh, God is good, saints. We're going to get new projectors in here, and we're going to update the sound system. Praise God. All right, now in ministry, we're going to be strengthening our youth ministry. How many know that it's at our young people? That's where it's at. They are the church not only for tomorrow, they are church today. And we are going to just put more strength and energy into our young people. And we're going to invest fully in our very own Pastor Kelly's health care benefits. Amen, saints. Amen and amen. It's moving time, saints. And we all gonna have a chance to participate. Praise God. We all are gonna get the opportunity. And so just expect to hear a lot. Teams have already been building. They've already been working already behind the scenes to launch a great campaign this month. And don't miss out on the official launch off, which is the last Sunday of this month. Praise God. High five your other neighbor and say, it's moving time. It's moving time. Amen. Amen. And I am super excited and encouraged in my spirit today. Hallelujah. Because as John has led us today in playing Great is Thy Faithfulness, yes, saints, God is faithful. God is good. God is loving and compassionate. God is a provider, a way maker for us. God is a healer. God is a deliverer. Hallelujah. And God has promised us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Can I get a witness today? All right, there's somebody in here that knows what I'm talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, when I look back, and Mike has led us, and I think things over, I can truly say, I have been blessed. We have been blessed. We got a testimony, y'all. We have a testimony. Amen. God has been good. Praise your name. It's moving time, saints. Let's join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Awesome ruler. Gentle redeemer. Risen Lord. We praise you today. And we find in you our reason for living. We find in you, Lord Jesus, our hope for eternal life. And as now we actively listen to the preaching of your holy word, cause us to honor you, Lord. Cause us to trust you for everything in life. And Lord, we know that you are here. You are here ready to continue to do your transforming, empowering work. And oh God, we are here. We are here ready to prepare as individuals and as a church to see you, Lord God, work in new ways in our lives and in our church. Oh, hallelujah. Truly our highest goal is to become increasingly and progressively better acquainted with you, Lord, and to make you, Lord Jesus, known to the world, to lift you up so that all would be drawn and that they too might have life eternal and abundant in you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love that purchased our salvation. And we give you praise this day. Speak, for we, your people, are listening, and we're ready to be doers of your precious will, way, and purpose. In your name, Lord Jesus, we all join to say amen and amen. Saints, there is a sermon note sheet in your order of service. And at the top, our title is, It's Moving Time. It's Moving Time. Amen. And I want to begin by asking each of us individually and all of us collectively, are you ready to move to the next level? Yeah. All right. That sounded real good. That sounded real good. Real good. Amen. Well, saints, I believe that we as a church are hearing the call of the Holy Spirit to rise to a higher place. A higher place in our individual lives, and a higher place in our ministry as a church. And God desires to work in new ways. Everybody say new ways. New ways in, through, and for us, saints, as individuals and as the body of Jesus Christ. And saints, seeing God working in new ways is my desire, it's our desire. And you know what? To see God working in new ways, we got to be willing to do some new things. Hallelujah. Now let's take a look at our Old Testament text for today. And we see that it was moving time for God's people. And that God guided God's people by a cloud. Scripture says, during the day, throughout their wilderness journey, there was this cloud always there. And saints, the cloud represents the Holy Spirit. Now, let's read together. We've got Numbers 9:22, and let's just read that one verse. Whether the cloud stayed over the tabernacle for 2 days or a month or a year, the Israelites would remain in camp and not set out. But when it lifted, they would set out. Amen. Well, saints, all this was to teach the children of Israel how to get from prophecy to promise. How to get from dream to reality. How to get from faith to sight. Hallelujah. And it was to teach them that on the journey, the provision, the way making, the guidance, the protection was all dependent on staying with that cloud. Staying with the Holy Spirit. Now, saints, there are some lessons to be learned here. And one of the most important lessons that taught to them and to us is never get too comfortable. Just nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, never get too comfortable. Never get too comfortable. Never get too comfortable. Intentionally says God would vary the time that they would stay in a place to teach them that no matter how comfortable or convenient the place was, it was not the promise. They were not yet in the promised land. So don't get comfortable yet, all right? God didn't tell them when God was going to move. God didn't warn them ahead of time, didn't send advance notice, because God wanted them to stay in a condition of readiness, readiness for change in their lives. Now, saints, one of the greatest battles we fight is that of the familiar. Everybody say the familiar. The familiar. Even though sometimes, you know, we may be in a dry place, we may be destitute or feeling difficult, but once we become comfortable with it, we can become comfortable with difficulty and all kind of pain. We can be comfortable. And once it becomes comfortable to us, we can resist anything that threatens the familiar, anything that threatens the normality that we're used to. Amen. Now, moving is one of the most interesting things. Woo! Last month, Pastor Rick and I assisted our daughter Samantha in her moving from Cleveland to law school in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, even though she was very organized, the girl is organized, and she had a detailed itinerary, amen, Evelyn, amen, praise God, detailed itinerary to serve as our guide, it was so clear to me that in the moving process, saints, there is something called an ordered chaos. Hallelujah. Amen. And I say ordered chaos because in a move, everything is chaotic. Oh, my goodness, because everything has moved out of its place. The familiar routine, it's all gone. It's replaced by what seems to be confusion and disorder. Everything is chaotic. And secondly, nothing is convenient when you're moving. Everything that you seem to want, you can't find it. You're looking here, you're looking there, like, I know I put it over here. We were looking all over for her curtains. We finally found the bathroom curtains and the bedroom curtains, but we couldn't find the living room curtains. And she's like, I know, I brought them, and we peeked in everything. Lo and behold, when we finally got back weeks later, there was the box of curtains. Yeah. So, okay, U.S. Postal Service, here we come. But it's just, nothing is convenient. No matter how you try, something is just going to be out of whack. And another thing in moving is when you start to move, you begin to realize that all of the things that you've been accumulating over however long you were where you were, all can we accumulate. Some of it is just a lot of plain junk. Amen. Amen. At least some of it, if it's not junk, it's outdated. Amen. And some of it, we got to admit, it's just unnecessary. And I have to give her credit. She gave away a lot. But saints, we do accumulate a lot over the years. Now, fourthly, moving is a time of shifting and sifting. Amen. It's a time when you separate the useful from the useless, the valuable from the worthless. It's when you lighten your load, all right? Now, I give her a lot of credit. She gave away a lot. And in fact, is Pastor Rick in here? I inherited some of her shoes. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, don't tell him. Amen. Praise God. We have this shoe gene problem, you know. But I inherited some of those shoes. Praise God. But in saints, indeed, what we accumulate in one place, we don't necessarily need when we go to the next. Amen. We don't necessarily need it. And saints, this is a spiritual truth that we learn from moving in the natural. As we move from one level to another, there are things, saints, that we need to leave behind. Now, sometimes it can be so very hard. You could just keep looking at, yeah, I'll leave, yeah, yeah. But it's hard to do. But I don't know about you, but personally, there are some things that I want to leave behind. I want you to know that today. I'm ready to leave behind some doubts that I've had, some self-doubts. I'm willing to leave behind some fears that I've had. I'm willing to leave behind some disappointments that I've had, some discouragements that I've had. And I'll tell you, I'm willing to even leave behind some of the traditions I've had in my life and in our life that really have no power. I know my family's glad to hear about that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm ready to leave some excess baggage behind that's been slowing me. I'm talking about me down. Anybody else got something you're willing to leave behind? Praise God. I say many times moving is difficult because we leave the familiar, we leave the comfortable, we leave the normal, our normal jobs, our families, our acquaintances, our routines, our lifestyles, our experiences. And we enter in the unknown. And I'll call it the unknown zone. All right, we'll call it another. Unknown people, unknown jobs, unknown places, unknown surroundings, new experiences. Well, in our New Testament text, Hebrews 11:8, it reads, saints, and together, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Amen. Saints, God is looking for some people that will follow God into the unknown zone, saints. I didn't say the twilight zone. But I said the unknown zone. Amen. Is anybody ready to move on today? Is anybody ready to move to a higher level? To let go and to let God. Hallelujah. To go into the unknown zone. Well, saints, it's sad that the African impala, I don't know how many know this beautiful animal. Karen found some beautiful pictures for us of the African impala. Now, this African impala can jump 10 feet high and in the air, and it can cover a span distance of 30 feet in one single stride. But this great and beautiful animal can be imprisoned for the span of its entire life behind a 3-foot wall. Now, it can jump 10 feet. It can go 30 feet into the distance, but it can be contained for its life behind a 3-foot wall because the impala will not jump when it cannot see where its feet will land. If it can't see where its feet is going to land, it is not going to jump. They just don't jump. They see where they're going to go, they'll jump. They can jump 30 feet. If they can't see where their feet is going to land, ain't no jumping for us. You got that? They're not going to do it. The saints, they refuse to go into the unknown zone. And this is what it means for us today. It means to trust God, saints, to be able to jump even when we cannot see where we're going to land. To move into the unknown zone. Now, saints, there are some things that are not going to happen until we make a transition into the unknown zone. Amen. Or let's just call it into the faith dimension. The faith dimension. Now, one of the greatest motivations for moving to the next level is I just get to the place. I'm tired of staying where I am more than moving into the unknown, so I'm going to go into the unknown. Or I'm more tired. We're more tired of staying where we are than moving into the unknown, so let's move. That is a motivation. And saints, the next level that God is calling us as individuals and as a church is to take a step faith into the unknown. Faith steps into the unknown. Anybody ready to move on today? Anybody ready to let go and let God today? Anybody ready to move into the unknown zone? Well, saints, as we move into this new season as a church, and we're so excited as your pastors, let's all ask God to help us as individuals and as a church, saints, to escape from our comfort zone and to allow Jesus to lead us wherever Jesus wants us to go. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, saints, looking at our notes, you'll see here, wherever the Lord takes us is a place, and I want you to say these with me, of obedience. It's a place of preparation. It's a place of humbling. It's a place of closeness to God. It's a place of revelation. It's a place of cleansing. It's a place of revival. Hallelujah. And yes, saints, moving on to wherever the Lord has for us, it requires these attributes. For example, just take obedience. It's the top of that list. In 1 Kings 17:4, God specifically gave Elijah directions for his protection, his provision. And Elijah could only expect these provisions if he obeyed God. Everybody say obeyed God. Obeyed God. Saints, moving on is wherever God has directed. It's the place God has chosen for us. Now for Jeremiah, moving on, it was the potter's house. Jeremiah 18:1 says, this is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. Amen. That was moving on. God said, move on. Go down to the potter's house. I've got something for you there. For Naaman, moving on required him to go to a puny river called the Jordan River. It was dirty, muddy, and it smelled. 2 Kings 5:12, Naaman asked the questions, are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than these waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? And then he turned off in a rage. So finally, after much persuasion from his soldiers and those who cared about him, he finally humbled himself. That's on the list too, saints, humbling. And he was obedient, and the cleansing that he so desired, it took place. Hallelujah. 2 Kings 5:14 tells us, so he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, as the man of God had told him. And his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Praise God. For Esther, saints, moving on was decision-making time for such a time as this. In Esther 4, 15, 16, and 17, we see that she heard God's call on your life. Esther, it's moving time, girl. And Esther didn't start by saying, but. No, she sent a response to Mordecai's statement. Mordecai said, who knows but that you have come to a royal position for such a time as this. And then in verse 15, this was her response. Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go. Gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. All right, saints, imagine how many people miss our miracle because we refuse to believe God's power. How many of us miss our miracle because we refuse to overcome circumstances that we can't see beyond, that we refuse to move to higher levels that God is calling us to. Oh, because of the unknown zone, like the African impala will not jump unless it can see where its feet will land. Saints, do we understand today that God can resolve our buts, all the buts in our lives as individuals and as a church? God can resolve them, so there's no room for ifs, ands, and buts. So I want you to ask your neighbor today, neighbor, how big is your butt? How big is your butt? We all have these ifs, ands, but what? But what? Glenville New Life Community Church, how big is our butt? But, no ifs, ands, or buts, God says. When it was moving time for Deborah had no ifs, ands, or buts. When she said in Judges 14:4, then Deborah said to Barak, go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hand. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you? Go, it's moving time. And also for Joseph's father and Joseph's brothers, moving time on where God had prepared them was the land of Goshen, scripture says. Genesis 45:10, God tells them, you shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you and your children and your grandchildren, your flocks and your herds and all that you have. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. 5 years. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. Saints, Goshen represents drawing near to God. Nourish in this represents being sustained, supported, held, fed, supplied by God. Saints, nourishment results in growth. Hallelujah. And nourishment results in positioning ourselves for blessings. That's what we need to do, position ourselves so that God can just shower those blessings down on us. But, saints, here's a big but. But regrettably, many of the times we take so long getting into the blessing position. Just like a quarterback in a game. The quarterback is not going to throw the ball until the receiver has gotten into place. The quarterback is just going to throw the ball anywhere. The quarterback is going to throw the ball when the receiver has gotten into place. Well, saints, neither will God release the blessings until we're in the position to receive the blessings. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Now, in Mark 4, saints, scripture tells us the disciples, they were sailing with Jesus in this boat, and Jesus was in the back of the boat. He was asleep, just fast asleep. Say, sometimes in our busy lives, we lose sight of what is most important in our life. We get our priorities all confused and mixed up, amen, just messed up. And we all confused in the front of the boat, Jesus in the back of the boat, back there sleeping because we didn't put him in the back of the line, amen. But saints, it's time to bring Jesus up front, hallelujah. Amen, to stir him up and say, look, Jesus, I'm getting in position. It's moving time. Oh, it's time to stir up the anointing, saints. And I'm hoping and I'm praying today that the Holy Spirit is going to get each of us and all of us a stirring, hallelujah, stirring in the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah, for the exciting days yet to come. Now, saints, it is not enough sometimes for us to stir it up. Sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes you just have to go head on and shake it loose. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You got to shake it loose. All right. Now somebody, thank you, kid. Somebody here today, I want you to know that a good stirring might be all that you need today. All right? It might be all you need for the Holy Spirit, for the fire to take hold of you. All you need is a good stir. But for somebody else up in here today, I have to tell you, you need more than a good stirring. You need a good shaking. Hallelujah. You need a good shaking. So I want you to ask your neighbor, do you need a stirring or a shaking? Which one you need? You need a stirring or a shaking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let me see you shake today. Some of you all look like you came straight from Ethiopia because they sure know how to shake. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. A good stirring, a good shaking. Praise God. Now, in Judges 16:20, she called, this is Delilah, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He woke from his sleep and thought, I'll just go out as before and shake myself free. But he didn't know that the Lord had left him. You know, saints, Samson thought, I'm going to just go out here and shake myself like I have done before. Every time I just shake myself. According to this scripture, Samson usually did something that activated the power of God in his life. Scripture says he shook himself. Saints, it's moving time, saints. And we're waiting on the moving of the Holy Spirit to come and just get a hold of us. When sometimes what we need to do is just start shaking. Amen. To get up and shake. Amen, Mary. Just shake. Shake off indifference in our life. Shake off unforgiveness in our life. Shake off the anger in our life. Shake off being lukewarm for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just shake yourself up. Hallelujah. Amen. Now just turn to your neighbor and nudge her and say, shake yourself up. Amen. I want to see you shake. Come on, y'all. First service, they were shaking away. Come on, don't be afraid to shake. That's it. That's what, shake it. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Acts 28, it says, a poisonous snake fastened, he had his hand on the ground. A poisonous snake fastened itself on Paul's hands, it said. Now, the scripture doesn't say, Paul said, well, the Lord knows that this snake is here, and the Lord knows my needs, and the Lord is going to send the Spirit to deliver me from this snake. The scripture doesn't say that. Scripture says, Paul shook that snake off into the fire. He shook it. Now, some of us today, we need a good old shaking. You see, the devil is trying to get a hold of us. The devil is trying to put things in our minds, things in our lives, trying to make us where we not bold for Jesus Christ. We shame. There's just unforgiveness, all kinds of things that we need, hopelessness, depression. We need to just get up and shake the devil off. Shake ourselves loose. Now, somebody up in here today needs to shake off that spirit of, just shake the ifs, ands, and buts off. You need to just shake the spirit of fear off. The spirit of I can't do this, the spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, just the spirit of depression, the spirit of doubt, just shake it off. Some of us, like Samson, we got things in our lives that are draining the spirit from our life, draining the joy out of our life, and we need to shake it loose. Tell your neighbor, you need to shake it loose, shake it loose, shake it loose. Isaiah 52:2, it says, shake off your dust. Oh, because some of us, we done got dusty. We done sat this time, we dusty. Rise up, sit enthroned, Jerusalem. Free yourself from the chains on your neck, daughter Zion, now a captive. Saints, it's time to stir it up and shake it loose. Hallelujah. Sometimes things can get a little rusty. Amen. And you got to shake and get that rust loose and off of there. Tell your neighbor again, stir it up and shake it up. Stir it up and shake it loose. Shake it loose. Yes. Sometimes we allow the jawbone to get a little rusty and we not praising like we used to pray. And we not singing like we used to sing to the Lord. We not praying like we used to pray. We're not opening the Word of God and reading and studying. We're not coming out to Bible study and some of the other growth ministries. Oh, it isn't that we don't love the Lord, saints. It's just that we need a good shaking, hallelujah, to get everything back in perspective. Everything, saints, depends on our attitude toward the Word of God. Everything depends on this, saints. Everything. Now, saints, I believe that you today know in your spirit that it's moving time for you, for myself today. And that means to stir the Word of God, to be able to read the Word of God, to reflect on the Word of God, confess the Word of God, claim the promises of the Word of God. Praise God, amen, according to God's Word. Matthew 5, 6 says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hunger means is to suffer want. It means to eagerly seek with desire, a strong craving or desire. And thirst means to suffer thirst. To thirst so badly that you just want of and you eagerly long for those things by which the soul is refreshed, the soul is supported, the soul is strengthened. Psalm 42, as the deer searches for the water, so my soul searches for you, Lord God. And saying spiritual hunger, spiritual desire, it just doesn't come down on you all of a sudden. It just don't come down all unexpectedly, uninvited. It must be cultivated. Spiritual hunger, spiritual desire must be cultivated. You must create a place of emptiness so that you may allow God to come and fill you from head to toe. Oh, it must be cultivated. And the intensity of our hunger will determine the dimension, the level, saints. Hallelujah. As individuals and as a church. And I want us to know today, there is more power, there is more glory than we have ever known. And it's available to us right now, saints. But it will only come to those who meet the condition, spiritual hunger, spiritual thirst. I want to ask you today, are you hungry for more of God today? Are you thirsty for a fresh anointing of God's Spirit and power upon your life, upon our lives as a church? If you've lost that hunger, if you've lost that thirst today, all you have to do is just admit it to God. Oh, God, I'm sorry that I've let other priorities and things come into my life and get before you. I've got confused and messed up in my priority and allowed it to choke out my desire for you, Lord God. And I asked you, God, to just stir it up again. Stir it up within me. Oh, praise your name. Somebody needs to tell your neighbor right now, I'm going somewhere. I'm in transition. Hallelujah. praise your name. Oh, tell your neighbor, I'm making progress. Oh, yeah. You know what? Says, I'm not everything I want to be, but I am making progress today. Hey, I'm making progress. Because I thank God I'm not where I used to be. Amen. I'm making progress. I'm not a Z yet, but praise God, I'm not an A either. Amen. I'm somewhere down that line. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm on my way. Now, I just want you to tell somebody around you, you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm on the way. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I want to tell somebody right now, you're going to make it. Whatever you are going through right now, you're going to make it. You might feel like you are about to drown and that you feel like whatever the circumstances or challenges is, you're not going to make it. You're going under. I want you to know today, God has invested too much in you, too much in all of us to throw in the towel on us. Thank you, Lord God. You're going to make it. I want you to tell your neighbor today, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. As a church, we're going somewhere. It's moving time and we're going somewhere. We're going to flow with the Holy Spirit. We're moving somewhere. We're going to go deeper. High five somebody. Say, we're going to the next level. We're going to the next. Together, we're going to make another step. Together, we're better. Together. Hallelujah. Yes, saints. A church filled with power is a church living in the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. A power-filled church is a church that is living a life in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's presence and filling and guidance is all about the Holy Spirit. Many times we miss the experience that God has for us, saints, that God has planned, because it's moving time and we won't go where God has already prepared the place for us to go. I want us to take this time right now and each of us just examine our own faith. Examine where we are with God. I close with a story about a man named Danny Simpson. Danny Simpson, a 24-year-old Canadian, he went to jail for robbing a bank in Ottawa. He went to jail, but his gun went to a museum. He was arrested for robbing a bank of $6,000. And then he was sent to jail for 6 years. He had used a .45 caliber Colt semi-automatic, which turned out to be an antique made by the Ross Rifle Company, Quebec City, in 1918. The pistol is worth up to $100,000. That's the pistol he used to rob six. If Danny Simpson had just known what he was carrying in his hand, he would not have robbed that bank. In other words, say, Danny already had what Danny needed. Already had. Already. There are so many of us, there are so many Christians, so many believers, so many churches, say, just searching for God's power and God's presence, not knowing we have all that we need. We already got it. We got all the gifts here. We got everything. Everything. Not knowing we have what we need here. It's moving time, saints. And God's power and God's presence always shows up. The question is, do we show up with the right perspective toward God's power and God's ability to do something great in, through, and for us? If we are going to be partakers of this fresh move that God desires to do amongst us, Glendale, we must become adaptable and flexible and expandable. Amen. We got to be willing to jump even where we can't see where our feet will land. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10, we end with, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by God's Spirit. To get all that God has in store for us as we begin this new season, we've got to fall deeply in love with Jesus, saints. There are some benefits in falling deeply in love with God, because God has already prepared the benefits. Already, everybody shout, already. Already. God has already prepared great things for those who love Him. Already. Already. God has prepared great things for us. Already. God has prepared great things for Glenville New Life Community Church. God has prepared for our deliverances. God has prepared for our healings. God has prepared for our victories. Already. Hallelujah. God has prepared for our ministries. Already. A bright future for us. Already. Already. Yes, saints, it's moving time. And as individuals and as a church, I want you to high-five your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, it's moving time. And we ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Praise your name.